Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on making and receiving customer calls. This podcast is part of a mini-series around the subject of customer care and customer service. Planning and preparing outgoing calls. Make sure that you have the complete details of the person you are calling, their name and job title, telephone number, company name and extension number. Collect together any relevant papers and have them to hand for reference if needed, along with pen and paper for notes. Be clear in your mind about the purpose of your call and write down in a logical sequence the points that you wish to make. Have your opening line ready. Write it down if it helps you. Knowing what to say and how to say it. Identify yourself and your organisation or department. Put a smile on your face and you will have a smile in your voice. Speak clearly and distinctly and not too fast. Give the name and extension number of the person you wish to speak to. And when connected, check to make sure that you are speaking to the right person. Be polite and friendly as you run through the points on your list. Avoid using jargon and complicated or confusing expressions. At the end of the conversation, check understanding of the points raised, as well as actions to be taken and any deadlines agreed. Remember to say thank you for the customer's time and allow the other person to replace the receiver first. Answering calls efficiently and effectively. Ensure that you have a pen, a notepad, or a telephone message pad beside or near to your telephone. Keep an internal directory alongside the telephone with names and job titles, departments and extension numbers. Maintain details of other sites or branches within your organisation. And always keep your diary or your calendar to hand. When the telephone rings, answer it promptly, preferably within three rings or whatever is the standard for your organisation for telephone answering. Say good morning or good afternoon and then identify yourself by name. Greet the caller with a smile on your face because it conveys warmth and improves the tone of your own voice. Speak clearly and distinctly and not too fast. Use a friendly and helpful approach. Try to obtain the caller's name early on in the conversation and then use it occasionally. Listen actively, noting down important details like the customer's name, the company name, the telephone number, and ask for anything to be spelled out if necessary. Make listening noises. Yes, okay, right, for example, to demonstrate that you are actively listening. Avoid using jargon and complicated or confusing expressions, and volunteer any useful information. So take a moment to think, how can you demonstrate to your customers that you have heard and understood them? Also, how can you control the flow of the conversation and obtain the information that you need and in the order that you need it. Here are some ways to demonstrate listening. For this, we use a mnemonic called process. P is for paraphrase. Paraphrase what the customer has said in your own words to check the accuracy of your understanding. R is for repeat. Repeat back key information and also reflect feelings to demonstrate empathy. O is for open. Use open questions to draw out detail. C is for clarify. Clarify specific detail with closed questions. E is for express. Express that you are listening with listening noises. S is for silence. Use silences. You cannot listen if you are speaking. S is for summarize. Summarize details and actions at various stages of a long call and always at the end of the call. Controlling a conversation effectively. It helps to have your objectives clear in your own mind before starting any conversation. That way, you are far more likely to achieve them. So, before picking up the telephone or entering a meeting, spend some time thinking about what you want to accomplish and planning how you are going to do it. Preparing yourself beforehand will allow you to control the conversation much more effectively. Give some thought also as to exactly what information you need and in the order in which you need it. Often, this is dictated by the layout of a form or by the data fields in a computer record. In which case, during the conversation, whether you have initiated it or not, you can guide the other person to say what he or she wants in an order that suits you. If your customer is over-talkative or is giving you more information than you need, break in politely and summarise, and then use a question to take control of the conversation again and lead the conversation to the direction that you want. In fact, the skillful use of appropriate questions, often called word drills, will allow you both to control the conversation and gather information in an appropriate sequence. Here are some examples of appropriate questions. What is your name, please? And your address? And your postcode, please? What is your customer number or your account number? You'll find it on the top left-hand corner of your letter. Thank you. And how exactly can I help you, Mr. Smith? It depends on the information you need as to what types of questions you will ask. Experience will teach you what questions need asking and in what order. But it can be very useful for new starters to have these word drills written out. Finally, repeating the key points of the conversation will enable you to check your mutual understanding of what has been discussed. This summary enables you to control and indicate to the customer that you are bringing the conversation to a close. And this ends the podcast on making and receiving customer calls.